When the War Starts in My Heart, written by Chromatographic, Leah, and read by K-Burb. This is a Danny Phantom Batman crossover fic, rated teen and up audiences, with an archive warning for major character death. Additional tags include ambiguous slash open ending, implied slash reference character death. Summary. Damian Wayne has received a plea for help from his past, a past he thought was dead. Batman and Robin answer the call. The fields were barren. More than barren, they were burned. There was a house. The Batplane was an unusual sight, even more unusual to see outside of Gotham. Almost as unusual as a League of Assassins member in Arkansas, of all places. The odds of both being here at the same time, however, were lower than one might think. The League and the Bats had too many links to one another. Bruce knew that if he let himself, he'd ache. He was grateful his training didn't let him tremble now, as he landed. The aches were nothing new. Around 2 decades of vigilanteism, give or take the time incidents, took its toll. But to have yet another strain on his heart and soul never came easily to him. Damian was trembling, with wary impatience. Bruce hadn't pressed his youngest son when the message was relayed to him. When Damian had reported that the twin he'd long believed dead had sent out a filial plea. Bruce wanted to know what secrets were being ruminated on behind the eyes of his youngest. And yet, these days, he knew better than to ask. They landed with a tired rumble, and Damian wasted no time waiting for Batman to complete the barest of post-landing procedures before exiting. Bruce would have to follow. Ash hung heavy in the summer air as Bruce followed. Dust, too, from the nearby livestock pens. He sprinted to catch up to the ruin of a farmhouse that Robin had already entered. The farmhouse that could still hold the head of the demon, looking for at least one wayward heir. Burned bone has a distinct smell. He didn't want to count the corpses in the backyard. His training, like all of his Robins, demanded he do so anyway. He tallied the bodies around, human and animal both. None of whom could easily be the brother Damian had described. He vaulted up the back porch, the stairs were missing, and was greeted with something that was not a home. The door was rickety and old, painted faint blue where it laid off its hinges. The interior of the house, though, could only be described as a mausoleum. Dust cloths covered whatever furniture Batman could see. Cobwebs ran up a far corner. Further in, and signs of life emerged. An uncovered corner of furniture, suited for one alone. An old magazine rack, filled with crafting supplies. A doorway. A staircase leading down. "Daniel!" Robin's voice echoed up from whatever laid beneath. "Daniel! Daniel! Daniel! The echo rang as Batman raced down the stairs. An impossible cavern lay before him at the bottom, far too large to have been down the single-story stairs that he'd descended. A dry riverbed was at the edge, a roaring fire at the other. The smoke stung. "Robin, where are you?" Batman searched for signs of life. The shadows climbed higher. "Stay with me!" Batman raced towards Damian's voice. "Daniel, you can't die when I just found you!" "I'm sorry, Damian," a weak voice said, coughing through the smoke. Batman approached and was finally able to see his son. His sons. "I'm sorry, Damian," the voice repeated, a little stronger. "But I'm already dead." "You can't be." A chill went up his spine. The shadows grew teeth. "Damian, my heart. I've been dead for years. I'm sorry. Grandfather demands war. He doesn't want to die and will plunge us into a battle you among the living cannot win." Damian's mirror, Daniel, grasped Robin into a hand clasp. "Stay with me," Daniel asked his twin. "Help me." "Yes," he said. The end.